Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I lift up my eyes to the hills, and what do I see? Fog. I was disappointed driving here today. I was looking forward to seeing Pheasants Hill at its best in glorious sunshine. There you go, the best laid plans. And in a sense, as we meet together today, the best laid plans don't feel like they've come to the fruition that perhaps we would have hoped. For those who, 200 and X years ago, make up your own number, decided to plant a church here. To your predecessors in the parish church, who decided that they were going to dissent. And to all those who have given so much over the years to the building of the church, including the building of the building. Today is a day of sadness. For those who saw this place as home in some sense, there is a point at which you turn away and say, well, it's still there, but it's not home as it was. Just as some of us who have moved house over the years will know that it's not quite home anymore when you don't live there. And in a sense, any church closure is something of a funeral. When I used to conduct funerals more often, I tended to start with words of this sort. We come together today to celebrate the life of. We come to mourn their death. We come to worship God. And it seems to me that it is the same that we're doing today. We come to celebrate the life of a church which over the years in many ways has reached out to a local community. Perhaps only a tiny community in the first instance, though I suspect that people travelled long distances to get here at times. And I suspect that didn't change over the years. But a church who was here and worked for its local community. A church where people had the foresight to install electricity and water. A church that, because it had toilets, could look after children in a way that perhaps some other buildings in the area couldn't. There was some looking forward at that stage of the life of the church. There was something to celebrate. And today we celebrate that life. We celebrate the lives touched in different ways, whether it's through worship, or through tea, or through toddler group, whatever it's through, the life of this place has intersected with ours in some way. And we celebrate that. And of course we remember that it's not always been easy. Dry rot is never fun. And all those other things that go wrong with buildings or simply need dealing with. All those things in the life of the church. Those people who don't always get on well together. Though I'm sure in Pheasants Hill that never happens. It's a celebration, but it's also being realistic about the life that has been lived. And in the best of funerals, we acknowledge that we're not saying goodbye to the person who was next to the Archangel Gabriel in their goodness and beauty, but like all of us, were flawed. And the church here too has had its joys and its difficulties, and has never, I suspect, been perfect, because no church ever is. We come to celebrate. We come to say goodbye, to mourn a change. And it is a bereavement in a way. And all those sorts of emotions that we have when somebody dear passes from our lives maybe happen too when a church closes. Sometimes we feel guilty about things. Why didn't we do something about it? Sometimes we feel relief, and then we start feeling guilty that we feel relieved. There's sadness, but there's also the sharing of good stories when someone dies. And the same happens when a particular part of the church closes. But we come to worship God. And we've been doing that and continue to do that because God is greater than any manifestation of the church. The readings that we've heard from Corinthians and from Luke are both really not so much about buildings as about bodies. But the same applies to both in so many ways. Paul is telling the Corinthian church about the fact that it's better to be with God than be in our bodies. But while we're in our bodies, we get on with being faithful Christians. And in one sense, today, we say goodbye to a particular body that has held a group of Christians. It's not a body that was meant to last necessarily forever, just as the bodies we all walk around in don't last forever. It was right for its time to be here, and its effects continue. But it's not permanent. And we say goodbye, but we don't say goodbye to the life within it. Paul tells those early Christians to have confidence in God. He reminds them that we walk by faith. And today, as for some people, it may feel that something treasured has been lost, and perhaps with that, some of your confidence has been lost. Remember that this is simply a body, a shell, for the real life to happen in. And whether or not this is a place of worship doesn't make a difference to the God in whom we believe, the God who calls us to walk by faith and to be confident. And as Jesus told his disciples, life is more than food and drink. The body is more than clothing. Of how much more value are you than the sparrows? And God continues to say that to us today. Of how much more value are you than the sparrows? You, we are precious in God's sight. And it doesn't matter to God quite where it is that we meet. The church here started in people's homes and in barns. The people who worshipped then were of equal value to God without a church building. And we too are of value to God. And as we say goodbye to this particular place, we remember that what we're called to do is to seek God's kingdom. That's what Jesus says, and what Paul says in Corinthians, we make it our aim to please God. Two different ways of saying the same things. Work towards the kingdom of God. So often, the word kingdom makes it sound as if it's a sort of place somewhere. It's something concrete. It would be far better if we translated it as the rule of God. Seek God's rule, God's reign. We see signs of it around us in the world some of the time, and other times we wonder where God's rule is. But if we are striving for that rule of God in our lives, then whether there's a building we meet in or not, people will catch a glimpse of that kingdom of God. If we seek the kingdom of God, God's rule, the other things that we need will be given to us. If we make it our aim to please God, if we walk by faith, if we live in that confidence in God, then we are doing what our forebears were doing in building this place. We're sharing the good news of Jesus. So yes, we come together today in sadness to mourn the passing of this place as a place of worship. We come with thankfulness for all that has happened here. But we come in faith, recognizing that God is bigger than any building, bigger than any one of us. And that if we seek God's rule and reign in our lives as individuals and together, then the good news of Jesus will continue to be shared, that the passing of this place will not be in vain. And in the times of sadness, the times perhaps of guilt, of sensing that perhaps there's something else we might have done, let's remember the words older than those of Jesus, the words of the psalmist. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord will keep our going out and our coming in from this time on and forevermore. Amen.